This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Today was the final goodbye. South Africans and visitors from around the world, including world leaders and celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Richard Branson, descended on the village of Kounou in South Africa's Eastern Cape to bury Nelson Mandela. Of the week-long farewell to Mandela, this state funeral in an underdeveloped village was arguably the biggest logistical challenge. NPR's Gregory Warner joins us from Kounou. This must have been quite an emotional day.
There were some interesting moments that came out. One of his granddaughters, Nandi, spoke for the family. She praised Mandela's mischievous streak, his sense of humor, but also thanked him for being a disciplinarian. He used to make sure the grandchildren picked their clothes up when they got ready for school. And this is a especially poignant, rare portrait of Mandela as a grandfather, because as a father, he was mostly absent. He was in prison for 27 years. There was also moments where he was praised not only for his struggle for racial equality, but also his commitment to the position of women in high office. And fittingly, the biggest applause of the morning came for Joyce Banda, who's the president of Malawi. And she gave a frank speech about being denied the presidency and then having to come back and work with the very people who tried to deny her that position.
I had to forgive, but I had to forgive without any effort, because my Madiba had prepared me.